Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
What's up, brother?
What's up? How you doing?
Good, man. Good.
I'm full.
We did this like exactly a year ago, I feel like.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'll check the dates right now. I could have sworn it was like late July, early August, something like that.
Oh, at least.
Let's see, July 30th.
Wow.
Today is the 27th, so we're off by 3 days.
Get the hell out of here.
Isn't that funny?
That's insane.
That's just kind of coincidental, you know.
Well, yeah, you know, another summer in Astoria.
Yeah.
Glad you can make it back.
Yes. Cheers.
Cheers, salud, Ben.
A little single cut, you know. Shouts to them.
Yep.
Shouts to the gods.
Shouts to Compton for the good lunch.
Yeah, shouts to Compton. Big fan. Two really good brands. Two Astoria brands.
Yeah.
I actually got this, though. they have a brewery up in Clifton Park in Albany.
Oh, really?
Albany suburb. Brewery, tap room, gift shop. Yeah, nice. So they're expanding.
Yeah.
You know, just like Compton's shop. He's got the new shop coming soon in Clinton Hill. I'm going to plug that for him.
He's, you know? Yeah, he's a busy man.
He's doing big things.
You know, so. Yeah.
That's got to be tough being a business owner.
Yeah, man.
Especially in the city, I don't even know what his rent. I can't even imagine.
I mean, there's so much that just goes into it. Sometimes it's just I can't even believe, you know, what you know your typical day is like.
Yeah,
it really is insane. You know, it is a 24/7 job. You devote your life to it when you're one of these owners. Not even just him. Like I see, like you know, some of the people at these other bagel shops and everything. They're like,
right.
Especially like you know, New York Bagel. You know, shout out to them. But
yeah, for sure.
You know, I know how we did. How I talked about them last year and everything. But like I see, you know, they don't own like there's not like one person, but there's like one person that like manages a couple.
Yeah.
You know, so but like you see these guys like back and forth. You know,
yeah.
Making multiple. You know, multiple trips between the locations. I mean, you know, Compton picking up like food orders and everything.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, it's you really have to invest a lot into it. You know?
Yeah,
it's your time, it's your livelihood. It's
yeah.
It's wild.
I can imagine the first year or so it's probably tough, but once you get established,
yeah, I just think it's never ending. I'm sure like that first 6 months to a year is just absolutely brutal.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's there's growing pains, learning curves.
Yes.
You know, I mean, yeah, it's easier like once people start like opening up like multiple other shops.
Absolutely.
But I can't imagine what it's like just to you know first get into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's a lot. And, you know, and then there's also the risk of like you know if it's going to be a hit or not.
Right.
Too.
Absolutely.
You know, run that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So.
And then especially in the city, man, especially here in the story here, there's so much competition with
there's places
food.
You see these like not even just like the delis, but these restaurants too. Like, I mean, there's a new one coming and going every other week.
Mm.
You know, some of them hang around, others,
right.
You know, unfortunately not.
Yeah, a lot of chains moving in.
What's up?
A lot of chains moving in.
Yeah, a lot of chains moving in.
Subway, there's like a Subway, Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks opening up on like every corner. And the city never used to be like that.
No.
If you look at the city back in like, you know, not like I would know this, but back in like the 80s, maybe even the 90s, there wasn't anything, you know, any chains or anything, and the city wasn't known for that.
No, you know, but what's funny is like, you know, you see, I was actually thinking about this to myself the other day, you know, Arby's, like Arby's comes up, right?
So, wait, is there Arby's here now?
There's not a story, but there is in the city. There's like one on the 14th.
Oh, yeah.
Like I've never actually been to an Arby's, right?
Like, well, no,
I had it once. It wasn't terrible, you know. I like it, but it's like when you're in a city like New York, yeah.
Well, there was that Arby's in the Palisades Center. I remember like years ago.
Oh, probably yeah.
I don't think and I got it. I was working at Sports Authority, and there was like a string of like months where I was getting Arby's at least like once a week. And then I got sick of it. And I don't think I've had it since. I don't think I've had it since, you know, I was 16, 17 years old.
But I hear it's, it was good. You know, I had it like maybe about like a year or two ago. I just for the hell of it, just to try it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like when you have all this other stuff that's around, you know, in the city, like all these other delis, like why are you trying to, you know, go to an Arby's at least? You know?
Right. We have the best bagels, best delis, you know, in the world.
But like you said, to that point, There are more chains coming in, you know, and that's actually what, like, you know, with the story, it's like it's a hit or miss. Yeah, there's more chains coming in, but there's still a good balance.
And we all do it, right? I mean, listen, I love the small business, I love the independence, but you know, that Starbucks Americano, Pike,
oh man,
that Pike, you know, that banana nut bread, like it's just simple. It's, you know, you can get that here, or you can get that in fucking, you know, middle of fucking nowhere, you know, like. It's just a brand. That's what it is.
The funniest is like with like pizza too. It's like you have the best here, and then all of a sudden it's like, you know what? I'm just gonna cave in and, you know, get Domino's.
Yes,
because you just like miss it. Like,
yes. So that's funny you bring that up. Katie and I do that once in a blue moon. Once every few months, we'll just say, you know what? Domino's.
Yeah.
You just look at each other and it just. And then you just have a Domino's night. And it's very satisfying. I
mean, yeah, and the burgers you know growing up.
Well, didn't we do that recently at the lake house?
We did
get Domino's. We just did this. Yeah.
What was how long ago was that?
A few months ago. Yeah, Domino's. Yep. Why not? You know, I haven't had Pizza Hut probably since, you know.
Pizza. I've grown to think
since we had that. We get that coupon in elementary school.
You read
a bunch of every time you read a every time you read a book, you get a free personal pan. And it's like, oh, cool. Yeah,
the personal pan. Yeah,
Pizza Hut. Yeah, good stuff. Fucking, so crazy, man, to be back here. I look at my Apple Watch, and right now, you know, usually my Apple Watch, it tells me what city or town I'm in, the temperature, and then usually the weather, whether it says cloudy, sunny, thunderstorms, snow, whatever. Right now, in Astoria, Queens, at 4:42, Saturday, the 27th of July, it is unhealthy and sensitive. You know?
Oh, my God.
That's interesting.
You're not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah, so. not in Kansas anymore. It's crazy. I mean, it's pretty hazy out. I mean, this is. I mean, we're probably in one of the most polluted places in the world. I mean, especially right here. Astoria is such a great neighborhood, but you're, like, right in the midst of, like, the East River. There's all these factories around. There's all this construction going on.
Yeah, I mean,
all the cars, the subways, the fucking fucking city.
It's,
you know,
a lot. And the summertime is when all that shit comes out.
Mm.
You know, that's when you really...
Yeah, bro.
That's when you really seep your lungs into it.
The global... I mean, and global warming. Do you believe in global warming?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Climate change?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the right name for it?
I'd say... Listen, global warming. Yeah, it's global warming.
Yeah.
But, like, climate change is a good name for it. The climate is absolutely changing.
100%. I mean, yeah.
Everybody's gonna have their opinions, but still, it's an actual thing.
Yeah,
you know,
it was 108 in France yesterday. I guess that was like a weird coincidence.
Well, not even just 108. They actually went through like a serious heat wave.
Yeah,
and apparently the last time they had this heat wave, it was back in like early 2000s, like 2003 or something like that.
Right.
And they killed like 15,000 people or something.
Wait.
And I thought this number was
France?
Yeah, no, not in France. It was like a heat wave that went through Europe, but I actually think it may have been France.
So 15,000 people throughout Europe.
I want to say it's probably France. I want to, like, just France. And I was like really shocked to hear this. I would like to get a fact check on this,
all right.
But I'm pretty
We're gonna fact check this right now.
Yeah.
So you're saying
I think it was like back in 2003. It like set some. Yeah, it was like some crazy. I couldn't even believe.
Oh, you're saying it was back in 2003.
Yeah, the last time France got like this heat wave that went through Europe.
But what you're saying I'm gonna look this up. Sweeps through Europe. Oh, no internet. I'm not connected.
Yeah.
Give me your internet.
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. It's a number. What is with that? Like, why can't we just like,
yeah,
like,
you I know? Mean, that's also my doing. I should have said like
a no, but password. It's not even that. Like, why do I have to remember a username and password for every fucking thing? There's like 30 things in my life where I need a username and password.
You can't. You always have to switch it up. Everybody's got a series of like five.
Yeah, to use. A lot of these ones they tell you don't use the same one that you used on another one. Like, fuck you. Okay, yeah. I want to use the same one for all of them. Is this your Wi-Fi B2B48?
No, 300? I just did
Chuck's World.
No. Go down.
Oh, before, it's
for Ivan's iPhone. I just connected to that. That was easier.
I don't see you, dog.
Scan it, man. I just put it on.
Scan it?
Yeah, dude. You know, scan it.
What does that mean?
It sounds like the most old man, like.
I don't even know what scan
like, how do you use this thing?
It's in the computer? All right, we'll fact check it later.
Anyway. Yeah. Anyway. But anyway, yeah, Chris, we just went off on that.
Yeah.
No, it was a crazy number. And yeah, I didn't. Yeah, it's people are getting, you know, more concerned with, you know, these severe storms that are happening. You know, these unlikely heat waves that are coming through. These rarities, yeah, that they see. Yeah, I absolutely do believe it's a real thing. And then you read up on these articles that, you know, it's like very, obviously very important, but also scares the shit out of you too.
Right.
These polar ice caps, these glaciers melting. Yeah. You know? And I believe that's a real thing. It is an alarming rate. Like, you look at the maps and you see them over the whole, well, what's happened over the past 5 years.
Well, it's yeah.
It's phenomenal. It's,
well, it's also, I mean, I think this is the most evident part of it is, you know, where I used to live, Lake Peekskill. For years, you know, people have lived there for the longest. As far as they knew, the lake was good all those years. The beaches were always open. The last 4 or 5 years, they started having closures on the beaches. And, you know, the state would have to come in and do tests for algae and, you know, close it. And it's because of the high heat, the humidity, and the rain, and, you know, all this different shit that breeds algae and yeah. Florida, I know, has a real problem with it. The red tide, whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah.
Also, all the seaweed at the beaches. So I, you know, I was at Long Beach a couple weeks ago and running along the beach, and we were on the east side where it was beautiful. It was clean. There was no seaweed. The ocean looked great. I ran all the way to the west. I ran all the way to Atlantic Beach. I almost ran the Rockaways. But on the west side of Long Beach, it was just flooded with green seaweed. It was disgusting. It was just this one area, and like, yeah, and like Mexico was like that too when I was there, you know, last summer, and
yeah,
it's a real problem all over the world. But
yeah, no, it's a real
matter of fact, in Mexico they had huge mounds, like remember the fucking Triceratops shit from Jurassic Park?
That's a huge pile of shit.
Dinosaurs.
Like Kyle Dunnigan.
Shouts to Kyle Dunnigan. That guy is the fucking funniest. I mean, he's probably one of my favorite Instagram followers right now.
Great.
He's incredible. By the way,
his skits are amazing.
Jeff Goldblum. He does Bill Maher. He does Trump. His Trump's all right. What else did he do? Ray Liotta. Ray Liotta's
Jantics.
Fucking Jantics. I tried everything. Okay. Hookers. Everything.
Yeah, he's...
Quit fucking smoking. what were we even talking about? Oh, so, yeah. Anyway, Mexico. Big piles of fucking seaweed. Like, you've never seen. They had to have fucking trucks. Like, dumpster trucks. Like, fucking sweeping through and cleaning it up, like, day and night. Like, it's crazy. Mounds of it. It was gross.
Just like, stinks. It's just like... all these crazy levels. What is it? Like these crazy heat levels just making it like wash up ashore or something?
Yeah, I mean...
I'm not sure how this all
works. I don't know. It's fucking like, gravity and this planet is close to the Earth and sucking...
I'm sure that makes complete sense.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Total sense.
I have no idea. It's something with the... I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know what it is, but it's crazy. Growing up... You know what it is, though? Growing up, like... I mean, it was hot growing up, but I remember August... August was like the only month I felt like where it was like really hot and humid and sticky and so gross. Now it's like
dog days of summer.
Now it starts in like June and goes into September. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Dog days of summer. Yeah.
Dog days of summer. Yeah. It's usually August. August is that time.
But what I'm saying is as we've gotten older, now it's July. Like this whole month it's been like 90s.
It knows no bounds.
Yeah. It's crazy. Up in Saratoga at the track, they've been closing it certain days because of the high heat. Because the fucking ponies, you know, they'll faint, they'll die. You know, they can't run in 95 degree heat.
Yeah.
with the humidity. Like, fuck that. So they've been having to close it. It's terrible because, you know, last Saturday they had to close it. And, like, that's it. That's their biggest day. So, yeah. It's pretty crazy. Yeah.
I mean, then, like, those the fires that broke out in California, that looks, it's, like, apocalyptic.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, seeing those, I was like, man, it's like California gets a different forest fire every other week. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what is happening?
Yeah. Yeah. And the earthquakes. You know, the earthquakes. Remember the earthquakes that went on?
Yeah, I remember recently, my dad out in Vegas, he actually felt one of
those. Oh, he felt it. The one in Ridgecrest, California.
Yeah, the one that was, like, right in between. Well, and it was like it's like a solid.
Well, the Knicks.
Right in the middle.
The Knicks were playing a summer league game.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
that was the first summer league
game. They showed all the footage. They were playing the Pelicans. Games. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It happened in, like, the third quarter. They were playing, and then all of a sudden, everyone just starts running for the exits.
Yeah.
And the players are running off the court. It was nuts. And Doris Burke was doing the game. And the big Jumbotron was, like, shaking.
They showed footage of, the Angels game, too. But right. Apparently, like, the players didn't even feel it.
Well, yeah, the Dodgers game, same thing. Absolutely, it was nuts. Shouts to Piz. You know, I hit him up. He felt it. He lives in Marina Del Rey. And, and then people in Vegas. Because I guess it was in Ridgecrest, which is, like, in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's, like, in, you know...
It's literally, like, right...
Death Valley, right?
Yeah, it's the dead center.
It's right in between Vegas and LA.
Yeah, it's the midpoint between those two
cities. And isn't that where, like, the San Andreas Fault is? It's, like, right there.
I think it's, like,
middle of California. Lines. Yeah, I mean, I hate to break it to you, The Rock's not saving us, people. that's just not happening. The Rock is, you know, he's not. That's not happening.
The big one will come though.
It will, and California will break off, right? I mean, and that will be it.
That's what they project. That's what you ever see. Actually, you know what's funny? It was on the other day. It's so ridiculous when you watch it now. It was the John Carpenter's Escape from L.A.
Oh my god! With Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
Oh wow! Movie is
so ridiculous. And, like, growing up, I was like, "Yo, this movie's fucking badass." That is the dumbest.
Well, there was this piece of trash. Oh, it's so bad! It's so bad. I think Steve Buscemi's in it.
Oh, it is awful. It is terrible.
And then there's Escape from New York, which is the one
that was like in the '80s, I think,
seventies or eighties. Yeah, Kurt Russell. That dude's been around for a minute.
Been around for a minute. Yeah,
and he looks like that. I feel like he looks the same. And
he does. Yeah. It kind of aged well, though. I'll give it to him.
All these guys age well. Yeah. I mean, they're able to age well. I mean, you're loaded. You're a millionaire. Like, I mean, people. You can pay for that. You know, so that's why I'm always amazed when, like, some of these celebrities are just, like, look like shit and just aren't taking care of themselves. It's like, you have every fucking asset, opportunity to look good. Take advantage.
Well, a lot of people want to go that route.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. That's true. But yeah, it's. It's a fucking scary world out there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what else is new in your life, man?
What else is going on?
You tell me. I mean, it's I know we touch base and all, but...
Yeah.
Excited for tonight, you know?
Yeah.
I'm glad you're coming out. This is
going
to be fun.
So this is my one rave a year. is tonight we're going to El Ro. So El Ro was a Brazilian festival.
No, Spanish.
Spain.
They're out of Spain.
Oh, here I am thinking this whole time it's Brazil, but it's actually Spain.
Yeah, they just do it. Like, one of their themes is, one of the themes that I've been to, a couple of their parties was like a Brazil theme.
Gotcha.
Samba de Brazil.
Gotcha. So. It's a very festive, circus-like atmosphere, but techno, tech house, no, none of that EDM, pussy, pop shit.
Yeah. It's a party, man. It's a great time. It's, you know, I haven't nearly gone to as many shows as I have before. I think I was telling you this too. Like, last year I went on a tangent. I went to so many places, went to so many shows, and this year it's been very few, just obviously been, you know, very busy with work.
The rave died once Output closed.
That too, man. That was a like, and I even told you, like, there were nights I actually went by myself. You know, I'd have, like, some of these artists come in. I was like, yo, I actually want to go see this dude, and, you know, I'd go check out the show for a couple hours, in and out. Yeah, right. It was great. Some, and, you know, that's not to say that, like, these shows aren't still going on, but they're a little further.
Yeah.
You know, summer in the, you know, in the region, but also too, you know, it's
a shame. I love that place.
That was a dagger to the heart, man. That was a great time. I mean, it was one of the best places. Just to have that type of club in the backyard was
right. just about the music. Great. You know, no VIP.
Nobody Sundays that we went to.
No cell phones. No cell phones. No pictures. Yeah, dude, that was just a year ago. I mean, that was last summer. Me, you, Pancake, Shmeely. You know, we were on the roof, and that was just such a chill day. Like, it was
great. You know, I went to one not too long ago with Compton and and Michelle, and we went to Elsewhere Rooftop. So it's a little it's actually by my old apartment in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay, Bushwick.
Out in Bushwick, yeah. It was very close.
Which is where the Mirage is.
Yeah, so saw Moon Boots there. I had seen Moon Boots originally 4 years ago, I think.
Okay.
At where did I see him at? Well, it's now Shemansky. What was it?
Verboten. Yes.
Yeah, it's even when it was.
Which is a block from Output. It's crazy. It's like
around the corner, Output. But it's not nearly. It's. I mean, they haven't actually had that many great acts.
But how funny was that? Like Output was like, you know, the line would be too long and be like, all right, walk one block. Let's check out the B Club, and that was a good B Club.
Yeah,
it's a good B Club to have. You know,
great one to have.
Saw Paco Osuna there.
Yeah, that's right.
We went there after Izu one time and saw somebody. I forget. I think it was just No Names.
I don't know. Yeah, we were just looking for a party, I think, at that point. Actually, no. We didn't go to Izu that day. That was the day.
Oh,
it canceled. I don't think. It was a rainstorm. It was the rainstorm.
Yeah, so the remember thunderstorm.
Thunderstorm, like, this, like, apocalyptic type thunderstorm. I can't believe
it. It really was. It really was.
But, like, it came through for, like, 10 minutes.
It really was crazy.
Yeah. It was, like, 10-20 minutes. World ended.
Yeah, and they canceled it.
Torrential downpour, and then canceled it. And then all of a sudden, the sun comes out.
It was beautiful.
Beautiful from like 3 on.
But it was too late.
Yeah, they already had called it.
And that was yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was a bummer. And that was, I think, the only day we bought tickets for at that time. I think that we were only going that day. And
was it? No, I feel like we had another day.
I don't know. I think
they,
that. I think
honestly,
that,
they all blended. They all blended.
Yeah,
we went so many times. We even went this past year. I got a hookup through work. Yeah,
that was a great time.
Yes, we went that one day. That was fun.
Yeah,
it was interesting. Yeah, but I'm excited for tonight, Eric Murillo. I mean, to God.
My God, haven't seen him in a long time.
Haven't seen him in a mad long time. I mean, he had a string there where he was like, you know, one of the biggest DJs out, and then he, you know, the drugs got him, the travel got him. I can't imagine what it's like being an international fucking DJ. Like, the amount of traveling you do and the amount of, I mean, you're in these cities for, like, you know, a night, you know, a few hours, if that. You DJ, you know, you're sleeping on planes, if at all.
Dude,
I mean,
it's, that shit is, you know, to a lot of these guys, you know, it starts off as, you know, as a party. You know, having had a peak of that industry, peek into it, you know, it's it's a real party at first, but then after that, like, you talk to some of these guys, you know, I had the privilege of talking to some of them when it was, you know, back, like, you know, my music week, you know,
right,
years ago, and some of these guys, they get beat at, like, show after show. They just, yeah, you just go back to their hotel
room,
you
out?
Chill.
Avicii,
yeah, you know, you see these
they
artists. You know, you talk to these guys, I'm like, yeah, well, you know, remember, I forgot who I was, you know, talking to at the time. It was like one of the guys from Bass Shackers, and at the time with the EDM craze. But I was talking to him, like, one of the guys, he doesn't even do it. He's like, no, I'm chilling. I'm just here, you know, just hanging out, and then I'm going back to the room.
Yeah.
But, like, these guys travel so much, they're, you know, it becomes, you know, it's an actual job for them.
Mm.
You know, it's a fun gig, for sure. But it's work, you know. And, you know, a lot of these guys, like, the older they get, they learn to, you know, they do learn to take that on that life, you know, that work-life balance.
Right, right. But, like, you know, Avicii, man, it really killed him.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he took his own life, but a lot of that stemmed from depression, stress, and anxiety, and whatever, from touring and this and that, and God knows what shit we don't know about, you know?
Yeah.
Probably drugs, drinking, you know, he probably got addicted to some shit.
Yeah, who knows?
It's terrible. You know?
Yeah. It is definitely a wild time, especially when you're that, like, a lot of these people that are coming up, most of, like, more so are, like, the, you know, the European kids, but a lot of these kids, they're getting introduced to this at, like, 18, 19, 20 years old, very
right.
young age.
Right.
You know, and a lot of it, like, they start doing these shows, and yeah, they, you know, before you know it, they're an overnight sensation.
Yeah.
you know, and they get tossed into this crazy world, and before you know it, these kids, they're ready to retire about like 27, 28.
I know.
You know, but
yeah.
Hey, you know, it's
tough life. It's not for everyone.
It's definitely not for everyone, but at the same time, it is definitely.
But like someone like Eric Murillo, who I don't know if he's clean now or in a better state of mind, but
I'm sure he
lives for this shit.
Yeah, no, he posts about it that he is, and like he's got like a trainer every day that he works with and everything,
and that's great.
Yeah,
and he lives for this shit. He loves nothing more than playing tunes to a crowd.
Dude,
and
I mean,
you just see him up there. He's like loving life.
Look at
you
people
know?
Like you know Carl Cox.
Yes,
you know, look at this guy. He's been doing it for ages, and he's 55 years old now.
And listen, if you're big enough to have a private jet, which a lot of them do,
mm-hmm.
that makes things a lot easier, right? I mean, private jet.
Yeah.
Ooh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so. You know, this beer's good.
It's delicious.
So this is, I was told by the nice woman at the, nice woman, the fuck, she was probably like my age, the nice female lady, whatever, shouts to her, Tell Flats and Washboard Sam DDHIIPA, which is an Imperial IPA, which is probably my favorite. I love like Imperial IPAs, double IPAs, but it's their newest ones. I don't know what Tell Flats and Washboard Sam means. It's from some movie, she thought, or some song, but the artwork's pretty cool. Single Cut does these cool things. They must have like, I'm not even kidding, they have like 100 different types of beers that they brew. They have like the craziest selection. They're blowing up right now. Like they have like, they just have limited editions and they always have really cool artwork. So I'm seeing, looks like some horses from Saratoga on here, some hot chick, fucking these two guys. I don't know what, this is crazy, but it's good beer. 7.7.
What were we saying, let's go back to the Elro stuff, man, because
so the theme tonight is Rollywood, which is like Bollywood, so it's like an Indian theme or something like that. Hopefully they have some Indian food there. That'd be nice.
Don't know if that's gonna happen. But
yeah, Indian food with raves.
Yeah, not sure if that's a great
spinning
combination.
And, you know, give me a little gatti roll. Remember that place? That fucking food truck?
Downtown.
Dude, I love food trucks. I know I've said that many times on this pod, but like I love food truck. Like, I don't know, there's something special about a food truck. It seems like there's just a little more care put into it. You know, this person's on the fucking street. Like, that's the definition of a hustler. It's like, you're just on the street selling something. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what they're doing. And it's like,
dude,
I love it.
Dude, that one cart downtown.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Barani, what was it? Barani House or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. So it was funny. We had I had some family in town from Puerto Rico a couple weeks ago when we were actually downtown. I was playing tour
guide. Puerto Rico!
I was playing tour guide a little bit, and, yeah, no, I was down there. I was just like reminiscing. I was like, damn. I was like, I could really go for this right now. So.
Try not to smack the.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what Ivan was doing.
My bad.
It's all good. So, wait, you went there and it wasn't there. It was in Zuccotti Park, financial district.
No. That's where I was. I was in Zuccotti.
Oh,
I was in that area.
So you found it. It was there.
It was still there. I was just reminiscing about like, having gone there.
Yeah.
I think the last time we had it was when I was back in my Verizon days when I was working downtown. I think we had a lunch that one time.
Yeah, we would just meet up and get it.
Yeah, that was.
And we both used to live down there.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think about living in Battery Park.
So long ago, it feels like two now.
I mean, when I was living there, the Freedom Tower was being built. It was under construction.
Part of it, and then it finished while I was there.
Yeah.
Have
they filled that thing up yet?
Hard to say. I'm not sure if every floor is up, but I know I had that building is ridiculous. I had a meeting on, I think it was like the 80th floor or something like that.
Trying to talk this one.
Yeah, I had a meeting up there for work, and dude, it is like just seeing how high you are. It's. How tall that building is and like the views that they have from those offices are just absolutely insane.
Yeah. Well, this whole city, I mean, you can just see it right here from your apartment. You got the view of Long Island City skyline, which, you know, it was just that Citibank building back in the day, but now it's just
that's just morphed into a different town.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they just added a few more floors.
Yeah.
A few more buildings, and they actually just built on those floors.
Right.
Because, I could have sworn months ago it was just literally just a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
Now that actually made its way up.
Hole in the ground. This city, I don't know. I like to joke about it, but I don't know what's going on. Like, last week, the flooding going on in Brooklyn. See that?
Oh,
dude, four blocks from where Jones lives in Cobble Hill. It was like a fucking... it was like a river.
Yeah.
It was like the river. Because, Brooklyn, when you think about it, it's not surrounded by water, so to speak, but most of it's surrounded by water.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's scary. New York City, it's like the day after tomorrow, right? The city gets flooded with, if a tidal wave happens or whatever, because of global warming or climate change,
Coastal city.
Yeah. Coastal city.
That's,
yeah. Well, that's the fear with a lot of cities, right?
Yeah.
They're going to be underwater or whatever. But this city, man, between the subway and the flooding and cops getting doused with water. Did you see that?
What? Yeah. 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 Yeah.
See those videos?
It was last week.
Even Trump tweeted about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. Yo, buckets. These guys going over buckets of water just flooding the cops. And they were doing it to females. It's really fucking pretty disrespectful. But, I don't know the backstory with the cops. Actually, a lot of people were commenting on one of the videos that, because it was one of those like 96 degree days, with the 100%, with the 80% humidity and the whole fucking thing. A lot of the people were commenting, this is like on Twitter, on the videos, that the cops were encouraging it, that they wanted it because it was so hot and you're in full uniform. You think how hot you got to be in that thing. Ugh, it's just gross. So a lot of them were like encouraging it, but I don't know. There was one video of two cops. They had a guy up against the hood of the cop car, and who knows? It could have been a little aggressive. And people, guys were going up with buckets of water. It's like nuts. Like, how do they get away with that? But I guess the cops can't do anything. I don't know.
Yeah,
isn't it sort of assault? Like, aren't they assaulting a police officer?
Yeah,
like,
you would think so.
They're throwing buckets of water. Like.
I don't know how all that stuff works.
This is going down in Harlem, Brownsville, bad neighborhoods, where obviously it's pretty volatile.
On days like that, you're wearing your uniform, the vest,
right?
The whole shebang.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just heavier than you think.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
So
it's interesting. Yeah. There's good cops and there's bad cops.
Clearly,
I like to think, It could go either way. There's good people, there's bad people. There's good cops, there's bad cops. That's my thing with cops. I don't know what it's like to grow up in a bad neighborhood and, to be harassed and, I don't know what that's like. So I could see why people in, those neighborhoods don't like cops. Or they could like cops, because they're also, there's people in those neighborhoods who are not gang affiliated and they want to be protected. So
every once in a while you hear that good story. On the news.
Right.
Yeah.
Cops saves a little girl or something. Yeah, some shit like that.
Something gets weird, put on Instagram where it's like cop is playing hops in on ball game, on basketball game or something.
Oh,
like
right.
That. You see those once in a while. I'm like,
yeah.
That's the shit, you want to say. But then, for every one of those, there's unfortunately, five other terrible incidents. It's like, God damn it.
I know.
What are you guys doing?
I know.
Yeah. No, it's,
Like Eric Gardner, he was the one in Staten Island who got choked out. Did you hear about?
Yeah. That
apparently
was,
that cop
was
just
a tough one, man.
Apparently that cop just got acquitted or something like
that.
Yeah,
that's
just got away
that's
with
kind
it.
Of,
like that's hard to hear, especially because we all saw that. Like
it's fucked up, man. Like that
we saw
that
the video
should have flown. Yeah. That, like
yeah,
that is on like when I saw that on the news, I was like, get the fuck out of here! You got to be kidding me! Really? They found that nothing was wrong with that. I was like, are you serious?
Yeah, we all could see it, dude. Yeah.
there's video footage. This guy, painted and brought him down. I don't know.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
It's horrible to say.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Crazy world we live in.
Yep.
Crazy world. Dude, I had the other day, crazy story. So, I'm a few minutes away. First off, let me just start out by saying I drive like a grandma. I want to say it was 2009, maybe 2008. So over 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I got three tickets in 1 year. Two of them in 1 month. Ooh, excuse me. All on the New York Thruway. It was when Katie was still at Plattsburgh. I was in Rockland. You know, so I was going back and forth on the thruway a lot.
Yeah.
And I had just gotten a new car. I think I have the Subaru Impreza, whatever. It's pretty fast.
Yeah,
I
remember that. Yeah,
pretty fast car. It was an upgrade in speed from the Golden Nugget. Cool. So
legend.
Yeah, dude. So I'd gotten like 3 speeding tickets in like a short amount of time. I was like, you know, I had a lot of points on my license. It was horrible. Ever since then, I drive like a grandma. I'm just chilling. You know, there was a year or two where I didn't have a car. I was living like a city it, like you're doing.
Thanks.
Yeah. can I get a run? No, okay. But anyway, and then, you know, I got the Kia Sportage, which, you know, the highest I go was like 80, you know, on a highway. That's it. But I drive pretty slow. So anyway, so I'm at the light. I'm like 2 seconds from my office. And listen, I know if I'm doing something fucked up. Like, I'll admit it. I'll be the first to admit. Do I text and drive or tweet and drive? Yes, sometimes I do. I look down, and especially when I'm at a light, and I'm just like, you know, I'll look down.
Everyone's guilty of it.
Nobody,
not to say nobody should do it.
Right.
Well, nobody should be doing it.
Right. So, I, you know, I'm at a light. I'm in the left-hand lane to make the left, whatever. And the light turns green. I go. Like, as far as I know, I'm not doing anything wrong. All of a sudden, this gray pickup comes flying from behind me.
Yeah.
Like, just whipping around. Like, clearly, like, I must have been going too slow for him. And I'm just like, all right, whatever. And the guy pulls up, like, next to me, because, you know, in the right lane, because there's 2 lanes we're making the left. And he's just like, barking at me. Yeah, lowers the window, and he's just like yelling. He's this ugly hillbilly, probably Trump supporter, whatever. Just like yelling at me. And I'm just like, I think nothing of it. He speeds up. I'm like, whatever.
I'm sorry, I don't speak Spanish.
So anyway, so I pull up behind him because he was in the lane to make a right, and I had to go. I was going the same way. So we get to the next light, and we're like sort of next to each other, but not. I'm like a little behind. And I look over, and he's still barking at me. So I lower down the window. I'm like, what's up? And he's just like, you drive like an asshole. And he's so ugly, and he's just spewing. He's like, call me a fag. Like, I'm like, people still do this? He's like, fucking fag, and drive like an asshole. And I'm just like smiling. Like, I, you know, I'm just like, okay, dude. And he's like, nice haircut, asshole. Like me. So that's why I fucking lose it. I start cracking up. Like, really? You're going to comment on my bald head? Like, so I roll up the window and I'm laughing. And then he, like, looks like he's, like, about to. I'm making the right. He's going straight. And it looks like he's, like, when the light turns green, like, he's going to, like, cut me off.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is gonna happen right now. This is going to go down right now. Okay. Now I keep a baseball bat in my trunk.
Okay.
For incidents like this.
Yeah.
Not like it would ever happen, but I used to work in some bad neighborhoods.
Tony Betts.
I mean, I'm by no means a tough guy, but, you know, sometimes you never know, because there's fucking sick people like this guy out there in the world. So I was, like, thinking, like, okay, this might have to go down. You know, I'd have to go to the trunk, grab the baseball bat. Like, what if this guy charges at me? I fucking knock him in the head, and I kill him. And for what? For what?
Road rage.
Moral of the story, he didn't end up cutting me off. It didn't end up going down. But, like, the moral of the story is...
Yeah.
I just be kind to people. Just don't even engage people. Like, you know, it's just like there's sick fucks out there. I don't know what this guy's going through in his life. For all I know, he saw a brown person. Because, you know, from the shoulders up, I mean, I probably look like Hispanic or something, you know, Indian, whatever. And he clearly is like a hillbilly, and, you know, I don't know, maybe he's racist, who knows, and he wanted to fucking start some shit.
Yeah.
Or maybe he was having a bad day or had a bad upbringing. I don't fucking know. You never know what people are going through. It's really sad.
You don't, man.
That's why I just try and fucking mind my own business and just fall back and
No, that's even like when, you know, I think about times like growing up. We all did, like, the stupid shit, like, we're, you know, like, driving while, like, you know, burning something. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And then now it's, like, these days, I can't, I, like, that's one thing I can't, like, I don't want. to ever do again. Like, I get anxiety from
it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, nah, I'm going to wait till I stop or, like, I'm in a safe place.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, I was an idiot when I was younger.
Oh, my God, the things we did.
I was like, well, I made a lot of bad
decisions. Yeah, I mean, I think about it, too. Like, wow,
like, that was really dumb. I was like, I really had some balls doing that shit. Who the fuck was I to even do
like,
any of that?
Even, like, littering. Like, remember when you used to just litter?
I feel terrible now.
Like, litter, like, no problem. Yeah. Like, oh, like, you just had McDonald's and, like, put everything in the bag, toss it out the fucking window.
Yeah,
like,
I can't stand, I can't, like I don't nothing. Even, I can't even, don't even have the heart to do that anymore. Like, I can't do it. I can't even do it. No. I gotta, like, actually find the trash, put it away.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. I can't believe just, like, the shit, you know, the shit we used to do.
I just don't want to be part of the problem.
No, no.
Would you rather be part of the solution?
For sure, dude. The things we used to do, you know?
Yeah. I was a real dumbass. They just, my God, like, just think about it. Like, you know, just, ever, and, you know, that was the thing to do in, like, in high school. Like, just drive around these neighborhoods, going on a, on an L ride, you know. And
party at elementary schools.
Now it's like, I'm not going to do this whole.
Party at the tracks, party here, party there.
Yeah, did a lot of reckless shit. But, hey, that's growing up. What are you going to do?
That's growing up. What do the kids, well, like, what do high schoolers do these days? Like, the game's changed, obviously, with, like,
I couldn't
social media.
And I couldn't even tell you.
I got to think, our parents stricter, they're probably not as strict. I mean, what like, I feel like they're more strict.
I don't even know, man. I honestly, I couldn't tell you. Like, we came up on, like, you know, right before, like, this bubble happened, you know, and, like, yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, we've always been in the thick of it, but I mean,
right,
still, like, just like this age, I mean, like, you know, I can't imagine what it was like to grow up with the access.
Yeah,
what these kids have to, like, today, and we sound so old, like, talking about this. But I mean, at the same time too, it's like, you know, yeah, we deal with this shit now, but it's like, wow, like, you know, people, like, you know, how big Instagram is these days, and, like, people feeling a certain way.
It's
and,
kind
like,
of
again, and then now it ties in with, like, you know, going into a more serious thing with, like, mental illness or anything. If it, like,
yeah,
you know, with, like, if it's, like, really, like, messing with people's, like, composure. I mean, it's messing with people, like, our age. I can't imagine what it's like for it, you know, and I'm not saying that it's like, you know, that type, you know, has, you know, has boundaries, but it's like, you know, you think about it from, like, your shoes, and then it's like, what I would have fucking gone nuts, you know, if I was younger using this shit, you know.
It was just, well, we had AIM.
Yeah, yeah.
We had AIM.
You had AIM, but, like,
it's a messenger.
It's
shouts in. Yeah, shouts to AIM. Whoever's got their AIM accounts, though, shouts to you.
Listen, I still have, like, an AIM email handle that I use for all my junk mail. I mean, that still exists.
Well, yeah. It's so funny. Like, do you
still, I didn't want to say it, but
do you still see, like, old screen name? Like, are people just
forever? No. It's literally not even that. It's literally just, like, it's not even, like, an instant messenger. Like, because now that's all, like,
oh, okay.
That's all, like, pretty much tied in with, you know, Facebook Messenger.
Sure. But no, it's scary to think about. You hear these stories, you know, like, 12-year-old girl, 13-year-old girl, you know, getting bullied on social media, and then she has to, well, actually, this is the difference. Kids used to get bullied at school, then they'd go home in a safe place. There is no safe place now.
Yeah, no.
They go home and they're on social media, and they're getting bullied on social media. It's terrible. It's heart-wrenching. It makes me afraid to have children because, you know, just, I feel like the bullying is worse than ever because of this shit. Because of the social media and all that. It's scary.
And I think that's where, like, you know, that's where, like, the parenting comes in about, like, you know, age restrict. Like, let's say, obviously, like, you can only, you know, raise your kid to a certain, you know,
right.
Everybody raises their kid like they should, you know, like, mm-hmm. so. To,
yeah.
But,
I'm not gonna go there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but, I mean, that's why you have, like, they put, like, you know, parents, more of a reason. There's a whole other reason why they want to restrict them of internet time. Now.
Right.
You know, there's, like, you know, back in the day, it's like, oh, I want more time. It's like, yeah, you don't want to put, you know, with the brain of that sort, but, like,
right.
Your kids want, you know, you don't want them being so intertwined. But now it's like, it's almost like, you know, parents, like, unknowingly knew the future. Like, I'm not that type of person. Like, yeah, I'm on, you know, I'm on all those. Like, I usually only just use, like, Instagram or.
I love Twitter.
I barely use Twitter. I'm on there. You know, I may even
get my news there.
Yeah, I mean, true. That it is great for news, and it's become great for, like, an actual, like, new. I mean, it's actually become more of, I think, more of a news platform these days. You hear?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Every, like, I mean, just getting
shit gets broken there.
Yeah,
like, yeah. Everything, you know,
sports. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter what.
It's funny because
second by second.
It's funny because I'm not in the city anymore, but I know everything that's going down the city because I follow the New York City police scanner. So, like,
okay,
I'll see all the shit that's going down, like, oh, you know, stabbing in the Bronx, or, you know, in the South Bronx, or shooting in, you know, Brownsville, or flooding here.
Not only that, you know, too,
subway down here.
Not only that, there's just so much, like, aside from getting those type of updates, you hear, like, you know, and on, you know, to piggyback off of those updates, you'll see, like, the most random, like, funny stories.
Oh, of course.
To, like, things that, like, you wouldn't imagine those that combination of words to come together for, like, a news story. I was like, all right, never thought I would hear that.
But, right. Florida man,
it's notorious, but, you know, those type of news updates not only happen in Florida,
they happen everywhere.
They can happen on, you know, on a corner. Like, you could actually get, like, your neighborhood updates.
Right.
You know, that tells you, like, what's going on.
That's scary, too, because Astoria, shit goes down here sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, that's happening in my own freaking neighborhood?
Yeah.
Whoa. That's wild. Yeah, that's deep. It's crazy. You know, plus I love Twitter just for the sports. You know, it's like, you know, sources say someone is signing with this and blah, 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 and I'm hearing this and that. I love it. You know, I can't get enough of it. But Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, more for family. Yeah. You know, it's a good way to keep up with, you know, what family's doing and this and that. That's mainly the reason for Facebook, I think.
For me, that Facebook's just turned into
But Instagram's crazy.
A place for photo storage at this point.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I love Instagram, but it's so crazy. Like, Instagram, I think it was like Instagram was like down for like a day or like a few hours. Probably
had panic attacks, yeah.
Dude, people's whole career is Instagram. If Instagram disappears, that's it. For like,
a lot of people,
for millions of people's career.
Yeah.
Their whole shit is, you know, whatever they want to call them. Entrepreneur or fucking, what's it called? Influencer.
Influencer, yeah.
Yeah, it's it. A million ass models.
yeah.
Which there are a lot of them.
It's, yeah.
Shouts to Katya.
you're absolutely right, man. It really is like it's become such an insane platform to sponsor, like, or like to promote your business.
Yo, Kylie Jenner has 140 something million followers or some shit. What?
It's fucking sickening.
It's crazy.
It's
crazy. And she tried to say she's self-made or something.
Yeah, okay. It's a whole thing.
Do you hear what A-Rod said about her?
No. So, what was that?
So there was a recent A-Rod article, Sports Illustrated. It was pretty good. I read it. It was just talking about how, you know, A-Rod, you know, he had such a bad image for a while. And now, still, he still has a lot of haters. Yeah, he really does. I mean, you're a Mets fan. It's understandable.
Yeah.
You know.
Shout out to the Mets. Fucking unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. The mess. Yeah. Susan, pretty much.
Yep.
But no, what I was reading in the article, I had heard something recently that A-Rod says about Kylie, and I'm like, what? What the fuck? Like, why is that even happening?
Why are these two names together?
Well, they were at the, what's that, the Met Gala.
Which
is just a smorgasbord of, like, celebrities, athletes, influencers, what you not, just thrown together.
And just doing a photo shoot.
Basically.
What goes on at the Met Gala anyway? Like,
yeah, like, once they get inside, is it an orgy? Like, just like a Coke orgy or something?
No, it's just a blank room where people just stand.
It's just like the Illuminati, like...
Yeah, that's what it is.
The elites of America and child sacrifice and whatever the fuck they're doing.
All right. get it to seances and child sacrifice.
Yeah. Cool. Who the fuck knows what these people are doing? But anyway, A-Rod was sitting at... God, dude, I mean, the shit that, like, celebrities... Like, if I could just be a fly on a wall, like, to see, like, a table where it's A-Rod and J-Lo, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott... this random person, like that, like fucking it's, weird.
There's definitely like at this point now. There's basically like a formula to it, especially if they're going to go about like table seating. This is like, all right, we need two
rappers here,
a musician,
an ass model here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like musician, athlete, influencer.
Yeah.
Who else? It's got to be at every table.
Alcoholic,
pairs,
drug dealer, or drug user.
Took it down a dark path, Tone.
Yeah. Anyway, so I guess A-Rod accused Kylie of bragging about her wealth. Like, he said she was talking about how rich she is. I can't picture that, to be honest with you, because she was rich before she got rich, if you know what I mean. Like, yeah. She's a Kardashian, whatever you want to call her.
Maybe this was around the time that the whole Forbes thing broke out or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And she's loaded. I get it. Like, I think she's probably the richest of all of them, which is fucking crazy.
She is.
You know? She built an empire. She's a mogul, whatever you want to call her. But she's not self-made. She had a lot of help.
I'm not even going to get into it.
It's a name.
He's,
you know, Caitlyn Jenner's
I can't stand it
daughter, and, you know, Chris Kardashian, Chris Jenner's daughter, and Kim's sister. You know, come on. Give me a break. But I
can't stand on that. But anyway.
Yeah. I digress. A-Rod. No, that Sports Illustrated article, I mean, it talks about how he, like, you know, really kind of changed his image, and he realized he was kind of a dick and shunned off and this and that, and, you know, grew up without a father and was cocky and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, apparently...
Check it out.
Dude, he drinks like 9 cups of coffee a day. Like, he's just nonstop all day, every day.
I like him as an announcer.
I love him as an announcer.
You do?
I think he's good. Yeah. A lot of people don't like him because they think he's just like... kind of full of himself and just, you know. But no, he knows his shit. Like, he really is a baseball junkie at the end of the day. Like, he knows what he's talking about. I think he's great as an announcer. I really like, you know, like, him and, like, Tony Romo are two guys who just get hated on like crazy. Probably because one was a Yankee, one was a Cowboy.
People like Romo.
But Romo's amazing. Shout out to Tony Romo. Dude, bro, he's fucking amazing. Like, he's, like, my favorite football announcer. And I know a lot of people, a lot of Giant fans, they, you know, they hate him. I think they're just blind to it. I think he's great. I think he's a lot of fun. He's engaging. He's like the fans. You know, he's like us, like, watching the game. He gets all excited, and I like him. But I like A-Rod, too. And, it's crazy. Him and J-Lo, they're just, like, the biggest power couple. I mean, they're probably, together, they're worth over $1 billion. I mean, clearly.
Dude, that whole, the whole dynamic that they have between, like, them and Mark Anthony.
It's good, though.
Yeah, no.
They live around the corner from each other in, like,
it's
Miami.
You see, like, these random, like, things on social media. And, on the news. I'm like, this is okay. Hey, if it works, it works.
Yeah. Why not? Whatever works. Yeah, I guess he's cool with his ex-wife and...
Yeah.
That's just such a crazy life, though.
Then they have, like, all the pictures. They bring back all the pictures from, like... like, years ago, where, like, A-Rod is, like, he's actually, like, during his prime time of playing ball. And then it's, like, J-Lo, like, it's, like, J-Lo and Mark Anthony on the field with him.
I know.
And then it's, like, the memes are, like, the guy she told you not to worry about.
Of course.
And it's, like, 10 years later.
Of course, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it's funny. I think they're gonna work out, though. I feel like they're perfect for each other.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Perfect for each other. She just had a show in New York recently at the Garden. Well, it was canceled because of
the blackout.
Dude,
that shit was
That's another fucking thing.
Nuts.
This city, man. I'm telling you.
So that was also that was a real insane coincidence. So that night, so I was downtown that night, and obviously the blackout didn't happen there. I was in the Village.
Right. I was in Long Beach, I think.
Yeah. So we were there. We're just at a bar, and like we. You know, I get an alert, and then I actually ask the bartender, I'm like, yo, can you, you know, just put the news on real quick?
Right.
And like, at the time, my sister had texted me. She's like, yo, are you in the city? She's like, there's a blackout. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Right.
He's like, because obviously it wasn't happening downtown, so I had the bartender put it on. I'm like, holy shit, like, they have the aerial view, the chopper's in the air already,
right.
Like,
right.
You know, doing the coverage. I'm like, dude, it's always crazy, like, you know, there's a difference between having a blackout in, like, you know, the suburbs, and then it's the city, where it's just, I remember the last time I, you know, was in a blackout here was through Sandy, and, you know, living back at the Battery Park place.
Right.
And so, you know, I had to, and I was working for Verizon at the time, and, you know, I had to work one of the days where we were actually, you know, our store was contributing to, you know, some... emergency responders.
Right.
So, like, we had, like, Con Ed would come in, and we had to, like, you know, issue them out phones and
everything.
Crazy
time.
Yeah. So it was, it's unforgettable, honestly.
Yeah.
And, you know, so then nightfall came, you know, after working that day. And then, like, at that point, I was working in Union Square, and then I took a cab. Obviously, you know, you couldn't take mass transit anywhere.
Right.
The city, like, literally fucking shut down.
Yeah, dude.
It was nuts.
Yeah.
And I take a cab, and, like, it's already dark, and like driving home, you know, along the, like on the west side, dude, it was like I'm in the cab and like all you're doing, I'm like peeping into the neighborhoods as like, you know, the cab is passing all the streets.
Right.
And it was something like out of I Am Legend. Like where like all you see are flood lamps.
Right.
Like they had set up like flood lamps in between the streets so they can light up the streets.
Right.
You know, and that's all they had to work with.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, this looks like some end of days type shit.
Yeah.
So that, and then you like, you see this blackout, you know, you're looking on the news and you're seeing like the street views pitch black.
Yeah.
You know, and it was on, you know, the here's the biggest coincidence, the, you know, that some people may or may not know. I mean, it was, they actually, you know, they put on the news, but it was like the 30th anniversary from, what was it?
Dude.
From 77?
From the 77 blackout, yeah. Which was the entire city.
Yeah.
But it was the same, yeah, it was the anniversary.
Was it, I'm sorry, probably completely off, what was it, like, for, I don't know what it was, 32nd, whatever, anyway.
Oh, wait.
Some odd years ago, I can't do math.
Oh, no, way more than that.
Yeah, 42
years.
42, yeah, there we go. 42 years. Off 10 years.
Dude,
that's okay.
42 years ago.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, man.
We're going to be in 2020 soon. Like, that sounds like some futuristic-ass shit right there. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, you were downtown. So that was like, it was like Midtown and like a little bit of the Upper West Side. So we were in Long Beach, headed back to Rockland, and we're going over the Whitestone Bridge, and you know you can see the city skyline.
Right.
And it was cool because you could see the whole city lit up, except for that one section.
Yeah.
It was dark. Yeah. And it looked cool. It looked pretty cool. But yeah, dude, the city, I mean, between the subway and the blackouts and the flooding.
Dude,
and
I couldn't and more, imagine more getting and stuck more, in the subway,
more
too.
And like, more people.
Thank God that didn't happen.
More people coming because they're building more buildings and different crap. It's I don't know, man. It's
it doesn't end.
Scary to think about.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Dude, it's
a lot of people.
Yeah, like I couldn't imagine just like being stuck in the subway.
Bunch of sardines. Yeah, dude. Subway. You know, back to that police scanner. You know, you at least once a month. Ooh, excuse me. Maybe even more than that. Fucking beer.
Yeah.
Maybe even more than that. I read. You know, someone. You know, gets pushed onto the tracks or fell on the tracks and falls and killed by a cab or not cab, but subway train. And it's crazy and all the shit. Like you, right over here, the N and the W, the main line that runs through Astoria, closed on the weekends. Like, how are we supposed to get around? Like, how are we?
It's like every other weekend. It's
think of the people who
it's annoying as
who
fuck
rely on that every day.
Yeah, no, yeah. And it's like, and they do have like the shuttle service to help substitute that, but the shuttle's annoying.
But then there's all this construction on the roads, so
dude,
like detours.
Oh, they shut down. They shut down sections of 31st.
Yeah,
and then when you gotta take the shuttle, you gotta take these side streets, dude. It literally takes me so what should be a 5-minute ride to go from NW from this 30th they have to stop all the way to Q-Bro. You know, which should be like a 5 to 7 minute ride the most, if like not even, definitely less.
Right.
But it turns into a 25 minute journey, 25, 30 minute journey.
So fucked.
Yeah.
It's so fucked. Did you watch Succession?
Oh.
Where he's on Long Island, he has to get back to the office.
Gets stuck in the tunnel.
And he gets stuck in the tunnel and he has to get out.
He's running
through the tunnel.
I can't wait for that show.
Oh, that show is amazing.
So great.
HBO does it again.
So great.
HBO don't do it again.
Definitely. Yeah. It's
highly recommend that show.
No, it's, I can't wait for it to come back. And
You think that show is based off of what? I mean, a few families, right?
It's definitely taking pieces of.
Pieces of the Trumps, pieces of, I mean, any big, you know, kind of like legacy family like that, you know, just
yeah, probably.
He owns like a Fox News type network.
He owns like some kind of like
he's like a
They own that park, the theme parks or something
too,
where he puts I don't know.
Yeah, such a sick show.
Yeah, but
what's on HBO? Oh, did you watch Big Little Lies?
I'm not into it.
You're not into it.
Nah. Okay.
No, that's a good show.
Not into it.
Thrones, man. Yo, is it funny how Thrones was like the hottest shit, and now nothing. It's just nothing. Like, lost all of its hype. Bro, I started reading the books, like, right after the show ended, because I had withdrawals. And I don't know, I got through like 40% of it. And now, well, no, I'm going to continue it. But I'm used to reading nonfiction.
Yeah.
So now anytime I read fiction, I kind of like, I don't know, lose interest after a while.
Yeah.
Plus, just the whole Thrones hype. It's just like, I don't know.
It's not there anymore.
It's just not there. I'm just like, I'm not as inclined.
I don't know what to expect from this prequel stuff.
you know, I'm training for this marathon, so I've been running a lot. Like, I get off of work, and I usually go for a run. I'll do laundry. I'll watch, you know, that's whatever. I just don't have time to read right now. But, like, you know, maybe in the winter I'll pick it up again. But the whole Thrones thing, you know, I guess they got this prequel coming out. I don't know when.
I got to read up on it a little bit more.
I heard it's supposed to be on.
They've been dropping more. I think apparently they're filming. Apparently they're
it's supposed to be about what, the children of the forest or whatever, or the first men or something.
I gotta read up on it. I don't know if it's about them.
I don't think it's gonna be about Aegon the Conqueror, is it?
No.
Which I kind of hope it is. So there's a book called, there's a book just that
J.J. Abrams?
Yeah. Oops. Yeah. George R.R. Martin wrote. It has nothing to do with the show. It's just a complete separate story about the Targaryens, which I definitely got to read. It's like Dragon something, whatever. Yeah. My cousin Ben, shouts to him. He read it and he said it's amazing. Because that's the family that interests me the most, is the Targaryens.
Yeah.
Just their whole thing with the dragons and how they were just like bum-rushed out of the fucking...
Yeah.
Out of King's Landing and pretty much were like extinct other than Dany and her brother, scumbag brother that, you know, dies that first season, whatever.
Viserys?
Yeah, Viserys, fuck him. A scumbag.
The Golden Crown.
Oh, yeah.
The memes of that, too.
They don't want to see the dragon. Like, fuck you, dude. Khal Drogo sons him real quick. But yeah, it was just like Dany left. I don't know, it's just that family interests me the most. Them, the Lannisters, the Starks. I mean, obviously there's so many fucking families that are interesting. But yeah.
All of them basically. Mm. they all and then don't get me started on that season, man. I don't know what happened.
There were two.
You know what? I defended that season.
I thought half the season was good.
Yeah, no, same too. Yeah. I was like, and I defended it all, like even the episode, like, you know, the third, the fifth one, whatever it was, I defended all of it. And then that last episode. What in the fuck was that all about?
It's funny because there's all these YouTube videos and different shit, like people like alternate endings and stuff that obviously sound a lot better. But they have nothing else to base that off of. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the people who made those, like, you know, alternate endings. You know, if there wasn't an ending, an actual ending, they wouldn't have been able to come up with that alternate ending. It's so hard. My point is, I'm making.
Yeah, everybody's
it's so hard to end a show, to close a show.
Well, you know, it's... I don't know. Listen, and I know that there was, like, obviously, like, a lot of pushback from not only the, you know, not only the producers of the show, but the actors. You know, yeah, everybody's going to go to bat for their team.
Right.
You know, and also, too, you know, a lot of the actors, they did have, you know, some things to say about how their character was killed off, or like, or what happened.
I mean, yeah,
you know, or how the story played
Kit
out.
Harington, man, he went into he had to go to rehab, man. That show, the ending fucked him up.
Was it that? I don't know what, like, what, well, was it that, like,
I think he was just,
I don't know, I think that was like before that ending. I don't know.
I don't know if it had to do with the ending. I think it had to do with the ending of the show in general, because that was his life for the last 8 years.
Maybe. Yeah.
That was his life. He didn't know how to cope with it after. He didn't want to be typecast. Let's be honest, Kit Harington, it's probably typecast. Look at Jeremy Piven. You know, he had to start up stand-up, you know, he's a stand-up comic now.
Yeah.
And he had to start doing that, probably because he couldn't get gigs. I don't know. I'm just speculating. I don't know if that's true, but, like, he's so typecast.
I like this Game of Thrones stuff, but yeah, I don't want to get too sidetracked, but, like, no, to that point, like, dude, sometimes I'm on Facebook and I see the most ridiculous shit. You see those pages that you like. So the page that came up that I like was Entourage.
Yeah.
That came up. Today is like the 10th anniversary since like Entourage has been off the
air. Yeah.
And I'm like, and then people were like, bring it back. And I'm like, no.
No, I'm good.
Leave it where it is.
That movie like, was just like, okay.
The movie was a stretch. And now I'm like, dude, that was the most bro TV show. You think back on it, I'm like, wow, that, like, this is the most insane show. And it's like, no, it was funny.
We're talking about depression and
yeah,
whatnot. And like, that show can just make you, after you watch it, like, I want to be it. Like, I want that. You know what I mean?
That was like, you know, everybody like, they analyzed the show. It was a great escape. Like, it was a fun show to watch. It was great.
Right? Everyone got together. Yeah, rolled the blunts.
It was,
you know.
was awesome, man. I love those times. But then it's like, now you look back on it, it's like,
it was so douchey.
I wouldn't watch that today.
Yeah.
Well, no, you know,
I'll go back and watch.
But the thing is, though, you know what translates into that? That they tried making that show, and I also faded off of it because it kind of had, it was not loosely based, but it was, had the similarities. Ballers. Fell off of Ballers.
Dude.
Because I was just like, I'm not into this anymore. Like, I don't give a fuck about this.
After season two,
This is trash. It's not entertaining.
Yeah.
It's like, that whole Entourage shtick can only go on so long. And it's like, you know what? Leave it where it was.
Right. Like,
that was where I watched it, you know.
What was, like,
it was
the
good time.
What was the one in the city here? How to Make in America. That was like an Entourage.
That was very, very much.
It was good, but
I also think that's a lot more relatable to a lot of people here in the city.
Yes,
because there's definitely a lot of
hustlers mentality.
A lot of hustlers mentality. Have a lot of kids that either have no money or that come from money that try to make a business.
They want to do what, jeans company?
They wanted. I forgot the name.
The
brand, what it was called. It was like catchy too.
Yeah.
And honestly, you know what? I would have given, like, if they got greenlit for a third season, I would have still watched it. I actually enjoyed the show.
I would have watched it. I mean, I liked it.
I actually would have enjoyed the show. I'm sure that show only would have probably won 5 seasons. Sure.
Right.
I probably would have finished it.
Dollars. Yeah, I mean, that's a nice song. Yeah, cool, catchy song. Yeah.
It was actually a decent show. I liked it, but apparently.
Did you like it?
Apparently it didn't take off. And you know what? It's tough. It, like, the difference between that and Entourage, everyone around the world knows that LA fame, what it's like to go into Hollywood and be like the name around the world. Nobody knows. It's kind of like too centralized of an idea of what it's like to actually, be like a hustler, like trying to come up in New York, trying to start it off with like having no money and trying to make these random connects throughout the city.
Right.
Not a lot of people around the world know that. Obviously, it's different everywhere. Everybody. There's not saying that hustling doesn't go on obviously around the whole world, but there's something about the energy of New York and what it does and how to make it here. Like, no pun intended. But nobody that idea fades. You're gonna lose. That type of audience. Everybody's like, you're not gonna lose the audience that I wanna see what it's like to live a Hollywood lifestyle every fucking day.
Right.
And what it's like behind Hollywood, and then you have this fucking, douchebag of a fucking man
the
agent that's getting your way. But also, the comic relief is absolutely amazing. And then you think a lot of that language would fly in today's world too.
Right.
With everything that's going on. Yeah, no, times have changed.
Right.
Times have changed. I'm not even saying that the world's gotten too PC. I mean, a lot of the shit that's happening, it is wrong, And imagine that type of shit. And actually, I feel like Entourage and they did touch on some of that shit too.
Well, Sopranos, would Sopranos be able to happen right now? Very misogynistic. Very
It's
racist, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's
not racist. Race conscious. So to speak. I mean, these are
there are a lot of edgy. They had a lot of edgy episodes.
Definitely very misogynistic. Beating women and stuff like that.
But
that's a lot of TV. I mean, I don't know. It is, but
it is very dark.
Just
at the same time.
Yeah,
it's
just betraying.
Sopranos was great show, but it did take it there.
It might offend some people. I mean, people are easily offended these days.
Some for the wrong reasons, some for the right reasons. But yeah, it's funny too. I forgot what I was talking about this with, but a lot of TV and movies that were hits back in the 80s,
Cheers.
70s,
MASH.
You can't do that today. You can't make. Perfect example. Mel Brooks, the great Mel Brooks, even said this when I was watching an episode with Comedians in Cars, and he was like, would any of the shows, would any of these movies work today? He's like, would you do a remake or anything? Could you write anything? No, wouldn't fly in today's society.
Right.
The history of the world, the, what was it? What else did he do? What was that Star
Wars?
We talking
about Mel Brooks?
The movies that he did. Spaceballs. Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles. Spaceballs. None of those. Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
You can't make those movies today.
Young Frankenstein.
Yeah. Those movies can't be made today.
Blazing Saddles. They dropped the N-word a lot.
Yeah. It was.
I think it was pretty misogynistic. That movie definitely takes it there a little bit. Yeah. Absolutely.
But yeah,
What's the show? Pow, right in the kisser. Is that the Honeymooners?
Honeymooners, yeah, that can't fly.
Pow, right in the kisser. Like,
yeah, you showed up Nick at night.
Wasn't that him, like, threatening his wife, like, to hit her or something? Like that? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
that can't happen today.
Nah, man. Yeah,
it's definitely not.
And then they talked about it with another episode that they actually, you know, Comedians in Cars. They talked about it with Matthew Broderick, and he's like, he was talking about doing the producers and how edgy of, like, you know,
right,
how they how that show kind of like referenced, like, you know, making fun of like what happened in World War II, and you know, you can't do that today with 9/11,
right?
You know what I mean? You know, like, granted, like, you know, World War II, you know, yeah.
We can't joke about 9/11. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I can't believe that whole thing with Jon Stewart and
unreal.
Like,
you know, God bless that man. He really went to bat for those people. Like,
yeah.
The
media does not talk enough about, you know.
He was a real voice, man. He really stood up for them. And I'm very it's great to have it's great to see that, you know, somebody using, you know,
their platform
for what they could use for, like, a really strong cause. It's fucked up to, like, yeah, those first responders, man.
They sacrificed so much.
First ones in, didn't even think about it, just wanted to save lives, and now here they are suffering with it.
Dying.
The ones who were lucky enough to survive are now going through all this, and they can't even, like, they have to fight this hard for the benefits, just stay alive because it's so expensive their medication, and like, their hospital bills, their visits, the loved ones that they lost. It's heart-wrenching, and, you know, it's, you know, John, like, yeah, my hat off to him. I salute that man, like, for really, like, going up, like, above and beyond for them.
Absolutely.
You know, it's, it's the fact that, like, Congress was, like, giving him that shit.
I know.
I was like, you guys are really thinking about this?
Yeah.
Like, are you serious?
Who was it? Was it Mitch McConnell or Lindsey Graham?
Yeah, it was McConnell. Yeah. Oh, my God. And he lit them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was well deserved.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Well, those guys, they're not from New York. They can't feel the beat of what we all
doesn't fucking matter, experience. Man. No, it doesn't matter. That was a national tragedy.
No, of course. That sounded like I was defending.
I get what you're saying, but, like, it's still, like, they need to, you know, you need to realize what these people, like, what these guys done.
Right.
You know? It's sharing something that you shouldn't even have to really think twice about.
Right. Right.
You know, listen, I'm sure that there's things and funds that they gotta, you know, maneuver on their end, but, like, I'm sure, like, you know, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you hear about this Jeffrey Epstein shit? Is it, like, out of a movie? Like, and you wanna know the crazy coincidence? I don't know if his cellmate is that cop, that Briarcliff Manor cop. Do you remember years ago there was, like, some cops, like, took out some people, the cop's name was Taglione or Taglione.
Sounds familiar.
He was a Briarcliff Manor, which is in Westchester. Yeah. A lot of influential people live there, whatever. Apparently, he was in the same prison as Epstein. I don't know if they're cellmates. And he had a cell phone. And apparently, you know, Epstein, just the other day, was caught in the fetal position. He had gotten beat up or looked like an attempted suicide or some shit like that.
Yeah, he had, like, neck marks around him or something.
I think he got assaulted. Obviously,
they were saying, like, it could have been an attempt. Yeah, suicide. So
obviously, you know, the elite. I mean, we could go really deep into this, but obviously, Epstein, he's friends with a lot of elite people, politicians, celebrities, whatnot. You know, he has this fucking island in the.
Oh, apparently, that he would, like, fly girls to
or fly children and young women too,
really,
and
sick.
And, you know, the Clintons apparently frequent there, and Trump and Tom Hanks and all these, you know, suspected, you know, the Bushes and whatnot, and there's these underground tunnels.
Names.
It's like some straight up, like, Carcosa shit. And, like, because Epstein, if you look back at his history, this guy came out of fucking nowhere. like, he was a nobody who all of a sudden started working at a hedge fund, and then he was a teacher at Dalton, which is like a fucking prestigious private school in the city here.
Yeah.
And it's like, what was his credentials? Like, he was just like this guy that came out of nowhere. And a lot of people think he's just, he was just kind of like a, I don't know, just like a fetcher or something like that. He was just, he was the guy who would run this whole network of
trafficking
yeah. And scum. It's disgusting. And have you heard this thing called the QAnon or QAnon? QAnon. That's what it is. Have you heard of this shit?
Yeah. I'm not all too familiar with it, but I've seen it.
So basically, the QAnon, it's this group of people who believe that Trump is secretly going after the quote unquote deep state, which is the elite liberal media or the elite liberals. / pedophiles who are, you know, connected with Epstein and the Clintons and all this shit, and they're against Trump, and you know, the rumors that Trump and Mueller, this whole Russian stuff is just like a front.
Yeah,
they're really, Mueller and Trump are really actually like buddies, and they're in cahoots, and they're going after the you know, this whole cabal of liberal pedophiles and a deep state and whatnot. It's crazy. But this QAnon, it's like this following, and it's like they wear the shirts that say Q, and they really believe like hardcore in all of this, because there was some retired CIA agent who like went on some blog like years ago and like blogged all about this and got people going crazy. So like people like Alex Jones, Roseanne, Roseanne Barr. You know, a lot of people like really like believe in this thing, and like, you know, Tim Dillon, you know, shouts to Tim Dillon, my favorite comedian right now. He's really hardcore into this shit. And listen, the Clintons, they're dirty people. I don't give a fuck what people think. They're dirty people. Just stop defending the Clintons. Bill with his saxophone, Hillary. Oh, stop. Stop. The Clintons are bad people. The Clinton Mafia. They're bad people.
Okay.
I'm not saying that they're pedophiles, but they're bad people.
Don't.
They're bad people. Anyway.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, this is like a whole thing. Millions of people believe in this type of shit. It's crazy.
Yeah. It is some really, like, it's really sick underground world that some of these people really fucking live in. You know, once I heard that news break, I was like, what the fuck?
But
and he's like a billionaire too. Like,
this guy is like, so going back to Epstein, the fact that like it's almost like straight out of like a movie or TV show. Oh, he's found beaten up. Like, what? Of course, because someone's definitely trying. They're trying to kill him.
Yeah,
they're trying to kill him because he might oust a bunch of these people.
He was basically like this kind of, not like front man, but like he was the liaison.
The liaison.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, he was the guy who curated all this stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and now he's on trial for his life, and, you know, he probably wants to out some people, and, you know, someone's not going
to
let him.
If it's gotten to this point, like, you know the evidence they have on him is not light.
Right.
Like,
well, this guy's been rumored for years being a pedophile. I mean,
like, what he's going through, this instant, how fast they expedited this whole thing.
Right.
Especially with someone of his, you know, supposed stature, like,
if they wasted no time
doing this, like, they have some shit on it.
Well, the fact that this
they have some hard shit on
the fact that this former cop had a cell phone on him.
Yeah,
had a cell phone on him. Like, who gave him that cell phone? Who's talking to him? You know, it's obviously even Trump. Like I said, Trump's been affiliated with Epstein. You know, he said, we had a falling out years ago.
What did he say recently? He's like, when he was asked about Epstein, he simply said, not a fan.
not a fan. Yeah, so they had a falling out years ago. Clinton was asked about it. He said he was not on the island.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what you come... Like, the fact that he had to respond and say, I was not on the island. Like, whoa.
So we never mentioned an island.
Yeah. Who said anything about an island? That's not known.
So, next week, then the following comes out.
Yeah.
Epstein had an island.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it's a sick world. Who knows? And you know what? We'll probably never know, but...
Rather not. Right. Personally,
well, right? I mean, it's scary. Yeah, there's some things that we should probably, you know, never know about, and you know, it all goes back to like True Detective season one. Like, you know, that show still to this day blows my mind that because first season. Yeah.
You know what blows my mind though? How they fucking botched up season two, even to this day.
And season three ended up being kind of disappointing too.
So I actually, you know what? I watched an episode or two, and
that's it.
I never finished.
Okay,
I never finished.
All right, so I won't get into it, but
it had
potential, and then I don't know. The ending was kind of like, really?
That's it. I'm happy that first season is and was what it was. It was
eye-opening.
A masterpiece.
It was eye-opening.
It was a literal masterpiece.
Literal masterpiece.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
the best, I guess you can call it like a mini-series, right? It's probably the best mini-series I've ever seen.
Yeah, because it's obviously a different storyline.
Just the acting and just the production and the story.
Thank God season two had nothing to do with season one.
Right. Well, that fans were hoping, and I was kind of hoping too.
Actually,
season three would be somewhat.
I will never. Every time I think of True Detective, what's great is that like I will always affiliate, you know, the name True Detective with just that season one because of season two.
They did kind of connect.
So terrible.
Yeah, they did kind of connect one and three. Obviously, you didn't watch it, but they do mention Russ and.
They do.
Yeah, they mention.
Okay.
They mention those two. It's like one scene, one little like blah blah blah. This like documentary director. She's like interviewing Mahershala Ali's character, and she like shows a news article
about
the two cops.
Note.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Which is funny because he. You know, did True Detective 3 with Stephen Dorff, who was in Blade back in the day. And
oh, shit.
Right? All right?
Dorff said, yo, oh my God. Go tell my Matt Snipes to go fucking do a reboot, get his blessing.
Yeah.
Go do this.
Mahershala is killing it, man. And Stephen Dorff, he was great. I mean, you didn't watch the whole season, but he was great. He was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was really good. It's so funny how he's just been gone for so long, but apparently he grew up, like, in L.A., family had money. He's one of those guys. I don't think he ever really needed to have like a real job. And you know, he's just been laying in the cut doing fucking electric cigarette commercials or whatever, e-cig commercials, whatever.
Was it Blue? I think it was. I forgot what he was doing it for.
Yeah, because that dude was like literally in shit in like the late '90s, early 2000s, and like nothing for years. Like nothing. Like what were you doing, dude?
I don't know. Man.
Crazy.
Yeah, no, that season one was just. Unbelievable. Did you watch Chernobyl? Did you ever get to it?
I watched Chernobyl.
Fantastic.
Very eye-opening. True story. Scary.
Very scary.
Very scary. You know, my one gripe with the show, which is everyone's gripe with the show, is that, you know, they chose to, instead of doing subtitles and having it in Russian, they decided to hire British actors and whatnot.
I think the producers even mentioned it. It's like, it was just, you know, like, in a way, it sort of put, it's, you know, user-friendly.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? It's easier than to actually, like, you know, do a whole, like, because I could see how, like, yeah, they could potentially, like, lose an audience because of just, you know, having to do the whole subtitle thing.
Right.
You know.
I get it. You have to, like, actually pay attention. You can't be on your phone when there's subtitles. You know, like the show Gomorrah. Have you heard of Gomorrah?
No. Oh, no, I heard of Gomorrah.
Incredible show. It's like the Italian.
In Italy,
it's the Italian Sopranos.
Yeah.
Italy's version of Sopranos.
I still need to see it.
Incredible show. Yeah. I've only watched the first two seasons. There's been
what was
three.
It on? Not AMC. What was it on?
Yeah, AMC has it, but it's on some Italian network. I watched it on Cody or whatever.
Yeah, still.
Exodus, illegally. So. Yeah, you have to, obviously, with subtitles, you have to, you know, you have to pay attention, which is good. You probably should pay attention to what you're watching. But yeah, with Chernobyl, you know, they chose the British accents, and it was fine. Great show. Fucking crazy how... And Russia, I guess they came out with their own version of Chernobyl.
They're coming out with it,
which is, like,
so
the complete opposite.
So basically, it was a CIA operative that, like, got into Chernobyl.
That's
a thing.
Russia versus the U.S. is... I mean, it's an interesting dynamic, you know? They've always been in rivalry for the longest, and it seems to this day it's still kind of going
on. Like, what's crazy is... you know, I grew up like, you know, you hear about Chernobyl, like, and it was like in video games, it was like in Call of Duty and everything.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, damn, like, this actually really happened and shit. No, you know, I do my research ages ago, read up on it. I'm like, wow, this is fucking, like, this is crazy, like, how this happened.
It's gonna end the world.
Disaster.
Yeah,
it's
gonna end the world if they didn't do it.
And then, like, seeing this show was so nuts because, yeah, there was that aspect where it was, like, a terrible nuclear disaster. But then you forget, like, you're just so caught up with, like, hearing about nuclear disaster. Then all of a sudden, then you hear about, like, you know, what went on with it politics-wise, politically, you know, and world, right. And, you know, and global power-wise. At the time, you know, there was a lot going on between, like, you know, the, you know, Russia and U.S., you know,
yeah,
and U.S. tensions. And then you had, you know, again, it was USSR back then.
Right.
You should say. But, you know, they were, you know, they covered it up.
Yeah.
You know, they tried covering it up. They didn't want the information to get released.
But this is,
because, again, they didn't want it to leak out saying that, like, oh, yeah, that they were, you know, that USSR had a, you know, nuclear disaster on their hand, because they felt that would make them look weak.
Yeah.
You know, rather than, no, we're not, you're not going to look weak. Like, you need to protect your people. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
But, like, they were, like, you know, they just thought of it in, like, such a higher aspect. Like, no, we don't make mistakes or anything of this sort.
We're
this
perfect.
Can't happen. I was like, listen, yeah, man, save your people.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You're responsible for this many deaths. Like, why are you closing this out? And again, like, how the show shows it is, you know, it's yeah, they tried evacuating, but apparently they didn't evacuate until, I think it was 48 hours later.
Right.
They tried letting it ride out for 24 hours, and then what happened, or 24 to, you know, it was 24 to 48 hours, they got caught. But then it got leaked out that, like, a Swedish, a school in Switzerland,
okay,
picked up basically like radioactive like particles, like,
yeah,
they picked up readings,
yeah,
that were actually kind of normal from being that far away,
yeah.
And then it's like, hey, listen, this type of, you know, this, you know, this this readings that we're getting, these readings that we're getting out of
abnormal,
the air,
yeah,
you know, they're abnormal for what's coming in, and, like, it's pretty, you know, we did a you know, an analysis of, you know, the nearby, you know, the closest power plants to us and who it can be,
right,
and, you know, this is where it's coming from,
yeah.
You know, and it's all, and I think it's, like, also the type of radio, I think it's, it was also the type of radiation that certain power plants work with.
Right.
So it's like, hey, the only, like, it was like the type of, you know, radioactive particles or the type of, you know, materials, yeah, that they're using are currently, or only being, like, you know, being processed or used on, whatever it,
right,
is, out of, you know, that Chernobyl facility.
Now, it was crazy. I mean, the show was great. The thing I didn't understand, though, mm-hmm, which they didn't really explain, or maybe they did and I just didn't realize, why?
Yes. So,
like, why did this happen? Like, was it by accident? Was it on purpose?
Apparently, the determining factor was a faulty device in their safety system. So basically, the fail-safe button that they hit.
Okay.
Apparently, rather than cut what was supposed to happen, it actually did the complete opposite.
Oh, wow.
And acted as basically a detonator rather than a cutoff. So they blame it on
faulty thing.
So at the time, what was happening was that they were running, like, they were doing their safety test. And
okay,
the guy who facilitated the safety test was trying to get promoted. He was trying to get the next role. And apparently, doing a sort of, you know, nuclear safety test in these facilities actually takes a long time. And it,
right,
takes, like, you know, you have to go through the certification in order to get moved up. So apparently, they had to, you know, they're performing one of the tests. They haven't passed yet, you know, because, again, obviously I'm a physicist, but, like, you know, from what I gathered from it,
yeah,
was that, like, you obviously, you know, just like anything else, you have to meet certain criteria of, like, when, like, you know, you're, you know, when it can pass the inspection or whatnot. And then apparently it was failing so fast that they said, all right, cut the failsafe, like, we gotta scrap this. Apparently that acted like a trigger. The steam got into the core, whatever, which wasn't supposed to, and then the steam basically fucking,
right,
made it go boom.
It's science.
Yeah, it's science. It's boring. It's science.
I mean,
my life.
If that happened, Indian Point, in Peekskill, Westchester, New York.
Take out the city. Take,
forget it.
I forgot what the blast radius. I think the blast radius for like Indian Point was like, what, like 30 miles or some shit like that?
I mean, the whole tri-state area would be affected by it.
Yeah.
And more. I mean, obviously. I mean, they were saying Chernobyl could have ended the world if they didn't really, like, you know,
yeah, they didn't care fast enough. Yeah, because of how fast it was polluted. Yeah. Yeah, it was put in that part. Dude, it affected nearby neighborhoods. Apparently, they were saying, like, you know, Germany, like in Germany, they were making like people stay inside and shit.
Yeah,
it was like
scary
it
shit.
Was really going out there.
Scary shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
Oof. Could not imagine. Good. But, you know, with all that being said, the show was going back to the whole show. It was great.
Yeah.
It was really well written.
Really well written.
Acting was great.
Yeah.
You know, like the female protagonist in the show.
Yeah.
So apparently there was, and it was cool that they did this. I was like watching the behind the scenes things, but like the, you know, the protagonist there, she was never there. There was never that she wasn't an actual character.
Okay.
She represented apparently 10 other physicists that helped.
Gotcha.
Which was cool though, but because obviously you don't need the viewpoints of like 10 other people. Let's put the ideas of people and then like
right.
Let's represent this person, the voice of these people.
Yeah,
you know, as
yeah,
female lead.
Yeah,
no, it was a good series.
That's good.
It's a good series, but you know, unfortunately, there you know with now just going back to the shows in general. Other than that, I mean, hasn't been anything great on HBO. I heard Euphoria is good.
I haven't watched it.
No,
I haven't been watching. I mean, you know. Big Little Lies, you know, I'll tune into a little bit of The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise is about to start. Nah, I haven't really been watching too much.
Ready for that? Oh, I'm gonna tell you. What was that show? Showtime. Loudest Voice.
Oh, with
really
Fox
good.
News.
Yeah, that's
with Roger Ailes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Russell Crowe.
Sick fuck.
Yeah, I gotta watch that. I heard that's really good.
Yeah, I gotta watch that.
That's really good.
Yeah, definitely get on that. I mean, wow. It's
yeah.
You don't realize how crazy, crazy Fox News is.
Yeah.
But I believe it. They're crazy, but it's the lengths that they went to and, you know, some of them, you know, what they did at the time.
It's a country divided, man. I mean, you know, you could say what.
And you never realize how much, like, you know, with left and right wing like type of news stations, how much they like really push to sway you towards a certain way,
it's mind control. It's crazy,
and like how they manipulate stories.
Yeah,
and like it is phenomenal.
It's fucked up.
It's jaw dropping to watch.
It's crazy. It really is. I've never seen the country more divided. You know, Trump could say the economy's doing great and this and that, but he divides the country. I mean, he does
absolutely.
You know, it's. But Elro, bro. Elro, dude. It's going down. Oh, tell me about you're going to BPM.
Yeah.
Costa Rica.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's
used to be in Mexico, but cartel, they weren't having it.
They kind of fucked that one up.
That was in Tulum?
Was it Tulum?
Yeah. It was somewhere in the Yucatan Peninsula.
Yeah.
Cancun or Tulum or some shit like that.
Somewhere around. Yeah, I forgot where
I was there last summer.
I hear it's going. No, I feel like it couldn't be Tulum because like Tulum is like known as that area that like doesn't.
It was. No, it does.
Oh, it does.
Oh yeah, Tulum's sick. No, I mean, you know.
No. I know that it's sick. But,
yeah.
Well, like.
But the cartel, they weren't having
like
it. But that's like the you know, that's one of the big vacation spots. Or on the West Coast, you have, you know, Cabo and all that bullshit. But yeah, Costa Rica, it seems like a really chill place. Now, did you hear what happened in Costa Rica recently? So everything that's been going on in DR with
all the alcohol.
All the alcohol. The same shit happened in Costa Rica now.
Oh, shit.
There's like 19. Well, I'm just saying, 19 people have died.
Really?
Recently, in Costa Rica from some drink that has like methanol or some bullshit in it.
Yeah, I gotta look up on that.
Here, let's.
Well, that could be a fact. Well, I mean, I already put it for this, but yeah, no.
My deposit's already gone, dude. Costa Rica deaths. That's what comes up on Google. Costa Rica tainted alcohol. 20 dead from liquor diluted with methanol. Officials say.
Jesus.
This is 2 days ago, bro. Wow.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, BPM.
BPM.
Just don't drink anything when you're over there.
Yeah.
maybe go and buy a case of water in the U.S. here. You know, bring it down. Maybe they'll let you bring it on the plane.
About that.
Or just don't drink any alcohol. Let's see. Some of the brands alcohol compensated, blah, 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 pussy. Yeah, it looks like it's just a bunch of clear alcohol, either rum or vodka or something like that. That's right. Methanol poisoning. Wow. Putting abdominal pain, headache, and lack of coordination in body movements.
They put gasoline in there.
But, like, Jesus. This is happening in Costa Rica. It's happening in the DR. Like, it's ruining tourism. It's fucking sad.
Yeah, well,
you know, I feel bad for the people who, like, we, you know,
yeah, there was a little bit of a scare, you know, with, you know, I actually, you know, being, in the industry, I get, like, these email alerts. Yeah. Like, you get these updates, you know, especially, like, you know, there's, like, obviously, like, I'll get, like, Caribbean, like, news blast letters of, like, Caribbean tourism.
I mean,
tourism
DR is...
Of, like, what's actually happening there and, like, how it's affected,
they
you know,
leave,
some
they
travel.
Live off of tourism. That's yeah, it. That's yeah, it. It's a, that's they lose that, and that country's yeah. fucked. It's already poor as shit.
Yeah. It's their, like, one of their, that's the number it. One economic driver.
Dude, so Katie and I, years ago, we went to the Majestic, as they call it,
yeah.
and... This doesn't even have to do with the drinking, the alcohol. Some woman, she was there with her, either her husband or boyfriend and like another couple, whatever. She's walking from the pool back to her hotel room.
Oh yeah, she got jumped.
She got
yeah.
jumped, thrown in a janitor's closet, and she was like beaten and raped for like 9 hours or something like that. It's fucking horrible. Like what? Can yeah. you imagine? Like, I just, like, this should not be happening on vacation, and, you know, people, you know...
Especially, like, these all-inclusive spots, yeah. you know what I mean? You're paying to stay there, and, you know...
Like, who wants to go to these now? And then, you know, obviously all the people dying from the, you know, the drinks well, no, and stuff,
but,
it's like...
But then you have, like, you know, it's weird, because then, like, it took, like, you know, the FBI, like, nearly, like, 9 deaths to actually
I
go
know.
To fucking...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm sure there were definitely, like, some... You know, so something political going on, but like it really took you 9-10 people to
yeah.
die for you to actually
yeah.
go there and do your own investigations.
I know.
Like, what was the holdup? I hope. I mean, I'm sure there was. I'm hoping that there was some good reason.
Right.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that there could have been something that was released out there, but.
Right.
Yeah, man. Really fucked up.
Yeah. And you hear about these, was it Marines or. Guys at the border, you hear about this? The guys at the border who all got arrested. There was like 16 different armed force guys. I don't know if they were Marines or what they were, but they got arrested. They were letting immigrants in, taking money and drugs and all this shit, and letting them in. It's fucking as Trump's trying to build this wall, and like it's I can't even imagine. It's so crazy what's going on down there. Like we're not down there. We can't actually see what's happening. But like every day there's people escaping, trying to get the fuck out of Mexico. Because it's run by cartels and it's so horrible and they just want a better life and
yeah.
and Trump's like, no, go back and deal with that shitty life. It's really tough. Like I get it. It's like, you know, we shouldn't allow illegals, but they're escaping drug war ridden countries.
Yeah, man.
It's tough. I don't know. I don't know what the solution is. Legalize drugs? Is that the way to do it? I don't know.
Listen, they're trying to do that at some point, you know.
Did that in the Wire.
The U.S. is now you know slinging trees. When you,
yeah.
What happened? There was like a joke that was going around. It was like, yeah, what? It's like the U.S. is just like anybody else who goes in debt. Like they see drugs as the way out, and they fucking start slinging weed, and
yeah.
Now they put tax on it, and yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they tax it like crazy. I heard. Yeah, I mean, it should be legal, but I heard the tax, it's like, it's putting a lot of, like, it's sad, because a lot of these cannabis businesses, like, independently owned businesses, they're going out of business, because they're getting...
They can't afford to keep paying the government.
Yeah, they're getting
it's like 40% or some shit like that.
Yeah,
it's insane.
They're getting taxed up the ass,
they're
losing their business.
But also, too, that's nothing new. I think that was even being done in, like... Well, no, I remember watching a documentary a long time ago, Oaksterdam.
Okay. Oaksterdam, I've heard.
Yeah, it was like one of the first actual, you know, fucking dispensaries.
Okay.
In the nation.
Okay.
This guy.
In Colorado or California?
No, in Oakland.
Oh, in Oakland. Oh,
yeah,
Oaksterdam.
Yeah.
Duh.
So I forgot the guy's name. I think he's like the guy was from like Vancouver or something like that. But yeah, he came. It's you could probably still find it. I'm not sure if it was like on Vice or whatever. But yeah, no, it did. He gave a whole rundown of pretty much how it works. Like basically, like he had to give like 40% of his earnings
right.
of the month to the government. They come in every month to come in and take that money. Wow. And like this guy's like, yeah, if I'm making $1 million a month, they're coming in, 40% of that is gone. Then I have this $600,000. Then I got to reinvest it into, you know,
yeah,
into restocking the company. Before you know it, and then I got to pay the employees. It's like, before you know it, just like any other business, it's like you're making, you know, yeah, you're probably doing a little bit more than the average, you know.
Right.
You know, the average, you know, salary, you know, but at the same time, too, he's like, he's just making, you know, an honest living.
I feel like no one's making, like, you know, we were just at Compton's and, like, there was some brand, I forget what it was, but they had, like, all their CBD shit, gummies and, you know, I think there was a, what else was there? There was, like,
the gummies, the drinks.
Gummies, the drinks, pens, this, that, the other.
Yeah.
And there's so many of these CBD companies. It's just CBD and marijuana and just, you know, THC, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just, it's very fucking saturated. And I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We got to go.
Oh.
We've gone 1 hour and 40 minutes.
Is everybody going to listen to this whole conversation?
Yeah. I thought it was like 20 minutes, but I look, it's 1 hour and 40.
Holy shit. Well, hey, listen, it was, you know.
This is fun.
This is great.
Yeah.
Glad to have you back. It's been a long time, man. We haven't hung out like this in a minute.
I know.
So,
got to catch up on shit.
It's gonna be a fun evening.
Rollywood.
Yep.
Let's do it up.
And,
yeah.
Zip it up and zip it out.
All right. Peace.
Zip it up.
You're welcome. You're welcome.